Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Duke Tomatoes on the Porch, plus Stupid World Records and Naked Sports. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Baby.
It's Mabe.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but my name is John the lawn care.
Mm-hmm.
We have a special running this fall. We give you an extra application for free. Fall is the best time to applications.
Hey, John, hold that thought. Look, I may be interested, but look, I'm a songwriter, and I got this melody I'm working on. I just want to record it to my jam box before I forget it.
Would you like to call back?
No, just hold on. I just want to get this before I forget it. That's a pretty darn good melody. Hold on. Da-da-da. I remember September in that small Kentucky town. John and I surrendered behind the barn with our pants down. But October got colder and we had to go inside. And we did it doggy style, did it doggy style, did it doggy style, did it doggy style. Oh, okay, honey, thanks. I just had to get that down. And how can I help you? Hello?
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
You doing okay out there, Duke? I know you got a little rain.
Feel good, man.
All right. Sounds real good, too. And the sky's getting kind of blue. I can see the sun coming up.
No, that's darkness.
Yep. Don't worry, it's just an F3.
Yeah. F3, F2.
Dude, yeah, heard about these new fire tornadoes, Duke. They're coming in.
Yeah. I don't think the really heavy stuff's going to come down for quite a while.
Mr. James Hill is on the keyboards. Joe Maddox is on the drums. Bill Ritter on the bass. Duke Tomato, of course, is on the guitar and the vocals and the pen. It's great to see you, Duke.
Thank you.
I know you guys are... Getting a little bit of action in on the road,
yeah.
Being here and there. We'll talk about that coming up. Now, are you physically getting wet right now?
I don't know what the hell's happening. Hold on, I'll step out here. We got a sprinkler.
Okay, a sprinkler. Yeah, just I hope we have this thing wired so that...
Yeah. Well, it's a little late to worry about that.
I think there are folks out there trying to help. I know they were scrambling in here looking
this
for...
This sound would be real bad.
Yeah. So...
Chuckle, 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 chuckle.
A little Stone the Crows joke.
Talk about electricity problems when you're performing. The best one of all is when you...
All right. Well, you guys get dry out there. We'll come catch up with you in just a few minutes. Thank you very much.
I saw Jay Ferguson get shocked on stage by the mic stand.
Man, did you really?
He was not happy.
Wow. I bet.
Well, he was with JoJo Gunn, like in the 70s.
Great band.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah.
Stupid world record.
By the way, there's Chick McGee over there at the sports desk.
5-year-old girl in India has set the Guinness World Record for...
Spelling?
Most arrows...
Good guess, I would say. Is he wrong?
Is that where you want to plant that flag?
I'd say it's the truth.
Record for most arrows fired while upside down.
What?
What? A lot of competition for that one.
With a bow or with one of those?
What do you mean with a bow? Well, yeah.
Like
well,
a crossbow, you mean?
According
You'd have to reload it.
News site, the girl names Sanjana Oyokomova.
Carlos Sanjana?
She shot 111 arrows in 13 minutes and 15 seconds while hanging upside down from a scaffold.
Wow.
A conventional bow and arrow.
This was the Tell William competition.
Yes, upside down.
Ah.
Oh, Tell William. Yeah. Well, that's very clever, Jim.
That is clever.
Apparently too clever for laughs.
Yes, well, we have to think a lot about what it means to take the...
Josh, I'm so dumb. I'm so dumb. I was like, why are you telling me about it? What do you mean Tell? I go by Willie, by the way.
So I'm trying to find a picture of this. So she's hanging upside down.
From a scaffold.
Okay.
Shooting arrows. Well, you still have to reload a... Yeah,
I'm sure she has her version of, you know, whatever, the Joe Jackson father to quiver her arrow for her.
Oh, yeah. I bet so.
What 5-year-old wants to shoot arrows upside down?
Oh, no. Yeah. Look at it. She loves it. Look at her.
I couldn't hang upside down for that amount of time without having a heart attack.
She always watches TV upside down, and she saw the Hunger Games recently.
Oh, sure?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, okay, well, I guess I could do this.
It says she's training for the
20 Everdeen joke.
2032 Olympics.
2032 Olympics. Yeah? At 5.
It didn't say. Was she shooting at a target or just willy-nilly?
Yeah.
Into a mall.
No, it looks like a mall. It's just a crowded cricket match. Wow.
I've been to it. Have you ever been to a shopping center in India? I went. It was the Taj Mall. And
Taj Mall?
Taj Mall.
I don't know about you guys. I'm killing it over here.
That was less of a thinker. I think you got the appropriate chuckle. I like that very much.
No, the Taj Mall's great. They got an Orange Julius. They got all the classics.
Yeah. Yes,
they got everything you want.
Nice fountain in the front.
They got a Chess King. Everything.
Oh, the old Chess King.
Chess King.
The old Chess King. Yeah.
I remember those in the old...
Get your parachute pants.
I'm trying to figure out why this even exists. She's upside down.
I want to know what she's shooting at. If she's just releasing arrows from the bow, and that counts as...
There's a panel of judges there.
And does she have to re-quiver her bow, or does somebody hand her a new one every time?
It says, trained archers usually shoot 6 arrows in 4 minutes, which means 30 arrows in 20 minutes. And she did, 100 and something in...
13 minutes?
I've seen Robin Hood. He just rapid fire, as fast as he could get him in the bow, he shot him.
Yeah, it does. And it does not say what she was shooting at, if she had a target or not.
All right, well, we got a quarter of a story here.
Again. Dang it.
Yeah.
Archery seems fun, and then you meet an archery expert, and they're pretty kind of just boring. They're kind of just boring people. They don't let you go on the range when you take your shots. It's very...
I don't think I've ever met one.
There's a lot of rules. There's
a lot of rules, though, Willie, so you don't get an arrow through your skull.
If I don't want an arrow through my skull, why am I shooting bows and arrows? That's why you do it, to have some fun in the woods with your pals.
That's right. Aim at people.
What's the poem? I shot an arrow in the air, and where it lands, I do not care.
I do not care.
Or what's the end of that?
I don't know. Never heard it.
I do not know. It keeps going with I do not.
It's called the Tome of Indifference.
Mm. That's right.
Oh, I remember there was a sort of a real version of that, and then there was the schoolyard version.
Oh.
Which I think...
Really?
I think ended up with...
I don't think I've heard this.
Some kind of unfortunate cursing or something going very wrong. We'll work on that.
I shat in the woods. I do not care.
Yeah, something like that.
Who stepped in it? I'm unaware.
Did you say you have 2 world records?
I did.
Stupid.
Thank you for paying attention, someone. A golfer in Oregon has landed his first hole-in-one.
How about that?
Oh, congratulations. Nice. Using a putter.
Oh, all right.
Allison Kaneke... 36 years old from Salem, Oregon, where they make the sugar rich, made the first hole-in-one of her life on Friday on the Cliffside Par 3 16th hole on Sheep Ranch. She did so from 102 yards out with a putter, swinging it as if she was using punching a wedge.
She Allison, did that on purpose?
Yep. Allison's husband, Drew, caught her ace on video. She credited her caddy, Graham Banks, who encouraged her, helped line up her shot, and coached her on getting the perfect height on her tee. Her ball kicked off her husband's before sinking into the hole, move that Allison joked was scrappy, and I'm a scrappy player.
Okay.
With a putter.
That's fun.
Well.
Yeah.
You ever seen one of those stunt guys?
Yeah.
You go to those golf outings, they've got a stunt guy that will
Hit a golf ball through a phone book, stuff
yeah,
like that.
They can do
they
all
can
kinds
take
of things.
Him any club and they can play better than you. They'll take one club and outshoot everybody for the whole match.
With a driver.
It's the same swing, Tommy. Just
with the place is called the Sheep Ranch.
Uh-huh. Mm.
This says 18 challenging holes.
Oh. Sheep Ranch isn't a good name for a golf course.
Well, it's better than, of course, the Chicken Ranch.
What?
Ho, 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 ho. We got 18 holes.
Unless one of the girls is sick.
It took me 4 days to play all of them.
You know what I'm talking
about. Cost $300 a piece. And I do mean piece. Oh, my God.
They got a lot of nice girls out there.
Kick it in, fellas. Oh, this is so nice. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Trace Ombres.
Ombres.
Ira Barca. Oh, love that guy. What a great voice. Not to mention the incredible guitar playing. The Sheep Ranch is the name of the golf course. So I wonder why she decided to tee off with a putter anyway.
Says the caddy.
Caddy told her. And that's what I was wondering. Was it a bet? Did they say, hey, you could probably hit this with a putter? Well, some of those putters now, the heads on them are so large, I could...
Yeah, that makes sense. I bet you're right. This the headline's misleading. Woman shoots eagle. Wow. Golf joke.
Is it illegal to kill an eagle other than the United States? I mean, can I kill an eagle in Czechoslovakia?
They're not killing eagles, Chick.
Well, it's not the country's bird, right?
Sure, if you go to Canada, you're saying, can you get a guide?
Can I shoot an eagle?
I don't know.
You can.
I think you can.
You might get... shot by the DNR.
Well, it shouldn't. We got enough eagles.
No, we don't.
We need to thin the herd.
What the hell's wrong with
thin
you?
Thin the herd a little bit.
Oh, God.
Chick, you're having a morning, man. I'm into this.
Josh and I are having a great time. If you guys want to jump in.
Yeah,
hey, look,
right.
The water's fine.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, we were talking about the naked soccer match in Germany.
Yeah, sort of a protest match.
So
no, it's against the commercialism.
It's
of
a phony, just some quote-unquote artist that wants to get attention. And
sure.
This always works.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about it, so it did work.
And look at Madonna. Every album, there's some new way to expose her mommy parts that's supposedly revolutionary. the question was, what sport played naked would be the most interesting?
Yeah.
Your thoughts, Josh? Anything come to mind?
Hockey's good because of the ice factor. Golf is funny because the person's completely vulnerable. In
auto racing?
I didn't see anything.
Oh, are you ready?
I wouldn't really see much.
Probably
what
too
about
dangerous.
Basketball?
And diving. Diving is good because you can see how things hit
basketball,
the water.
Christy, I think, because there's a lot
of things flying in the air.
I've got a pretty funny one. Swimming, but only backstroke.
There you go.
Right. Wieners up.
Wieners up, baby.
How about this?
Wieners up, fellas.
It's like having a sail.
How about this? Men's high hurdles.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You pole couldn't vault? Do that.
Yeah, no, you would...
You'd knock a hurdle every time, I would think.
Yeah, that would be rough.
Boy, congratulations to the gentleman who can knock a hurdle over with his swing.
What's that called? The hang? What is it again? The 9-inch hanger?
Hang
down?
I did a show at a nudist colony of sorts in Michigan, and there was a gentleman in the front row, a young gentleman, and he had what I call the 8-inch hanger, just staring at me the whole time, making me nervous.
Staring at me.
Okay.
I think it'd have made you a little more nervous if it wasn't hanging down.
It's gravity had its full effect on this thing.
You mean if it was aimed at him?
Yes.
Is that loaded?
If it was excited.
Put that back in the quiver, sir.
Well, do we get some emails about the sports that might be good naked?
We have some good stuff about yesterday's topic, which was... I don't know where this
came
up.
Sex in the portal at?
Sex in a porta potty.
I love that Chicago song.
Because we do have a porta potty here on the grounds, if you will, of the Frigga Mall building.
What are you saying? We go out there and knock one out?
No, but we've had a number of people, particularly in the military.
Yes.
Who have experienced sex in a porta potty, particularly in war zones.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Makes pretty good sense.
Yeah, boy, you got to hope it's a fresh one.
That's what I said.
Is that like a freshly cleaned?
Or yeah, like a fresh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in the one that's been there since February. It's starting to have its own weather system. A lot of flies over there. Well, Ms. Johnson, what do you say we go for it? Yeah, that's desire. Now, we were in the middle of sports, I believe.
Well, we were at the end of sports, but before we end sports, congratulations to the St. Louis. Stan Luck, as they had
How does that sound so crappy?
Is it, I like it.
It's fine.
I'm surprised you don't like it. It's old-timey, just like you like.
No, but the quality of the recording, it's wowing.
And apparently it was some promotional record or something.
What's the difference between this and Freddie and the Dreamers? Nothing. I think this is a little better.
I'm just saying, I think if Alan and Steve did an arrangement, it would sound a little better.
Oh, yeah, we'd clean it up. Maybe get some maybe a little more bass.
So that's all it's missing is audio
everything
quality.
About it.
No, it's missing melody and lyrics. But
yeah, no blues fan knows that song.
Okay, can you grab that, please?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Biker.
Hey, Donnie, how's it going?
Good. You said Pat's off getting his air drained?
I guess, yes. Yeah. I'm not sure how they do that. I guess some kind of a surgical vacuum or something.
Well, that's ironic. We should be the ones getting our ears drained after hearing all them dumb tapes he plays most days on the show. Get well soon, Pat.
You're going to have to text him later.
Yeah, nice.
I know it. Nothing makes sense nowadays, chick. Just like all these kids sheltered in place and homeschooling online. Nothing makes sense in the world. They're supposed to be at school studying in the library. It reminds me of my sophomore year in high school.
Why?
Because, my mom Phyllis had me homeschooled after I came down with an atrocious case of rickets. You know?
Rickets.
I swear to God. Just like my Uncle Junebug and his granddaddy before him, rickets, high arches, and Crohn's disease run deep on my dad's side of the family.
No kidding.
So for first semester that year, my mom Phyllis was teacher, and she probably shouldn't have been because I don't think she knew what she's doing. I mean, she meant well, but the fact remains her knowledge was real limited. Like history, for example. You'd think with all her experience at Xanadu's, being an exotic dancer, you know, fully sanctioned all them years, still the only president she knew were the ones who had their mugshots on the money. I swear to God. Washington, Lincoln, and the guy on the dollar, of course, Franklin Dennis Roosevelt.
Right.
And her favorite president, Benjamin Franklin.
Oh.
He's the guy on the hundo. Oh. He was on the hundo, Christy.
Yeah.
My mom Phyllis always said, if a president ain't on a piece of money, it ain't worth learning about. I swear to God. Oh, and her favorite, she's always grateful they didn't put JFK on a dollar bill because he was her favorite. Uh-huh. And she said it'd be unchristian to have him all wadded up below her C-section. You know? Makes sense. That's where the hundo should go anyways.
Uh-huh.
I guess the worst thing about being homeschooled is I missed out on all the extracurricular activities.
Hmm.
You know? You ever try playing board games by yourself, Tom? Swear to God.
Boring.
You ever been so bored you played Battleship against a mirror?
No.
Yeah, put that on your Christmas list, chick. And I remember when she tried to get me to join the marching band, too. That was it for her. I said, if I wanted to march in circles with people I don't know or don't like, I'll join a damn food court. I swear to God. Josh, you look like a tuba player. I know you have to agree with me. I gotta go.
Thank you, Donnie.
Thanks, Donnie.
Look like a tuba player?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.